You are listening to Prepare the Way of the Lord, an Advent devotional. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
And when the hour came, Jesus reclined at table and the apostles with him. And he said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And likewise, the cup after they had eaten, saying, this cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. Here ends the reading. Raised in a traditionally German home and congregation in Columbus, Indiana, we sang all the great Luther hymns, as well as those strong hymns by German composers and poets, with one or two of the beloved Swedish tunes, such as Children of the Heavenly Father, sprinkled in. What we didn't sing, and so we're not familiar with, were the wonderful Norwegian hymns, such as Who is this host arrayed in white? In the Lutheran Book of Worship, hymn 314, and In Heaven Above, in LBW 330. I was introduced, thankfully, to these beautiful hymns by an octogenarian Norwegian bachelor in my congregation in Hobbs, New Mexico, which then grew into my love and appreciation for our Norwegian Lutheran traditions, especially the great missionary fervor that continues today. When you read the text or sing the words of these two great hymns, you experience truly a glorious glimpse of heavenly communion, where the Lord God has, as it says in the hymn, transformed their strife to heavenly life and freed them from their fears. For now they have the best at last. They keep their sweet eternal feast. Our lives have not yet been transformed to heavenly life, but we are invited each week to share in the sweet eternal feast as we gather with our Lord and his followers for the Lord's Supper. How tragic then that as soon as the meal was ended, Judas went to betray Jesus and the disciples began to dispute who among them was the greatest. This is the reality of life in the all too human body of Christ on earth. We await the coming of the Lord Jesus. We pray for his advent here anew to heal our divisions, to turn sin and betrayal into faith, and to welcome us all to his sweet eternal feast, which is the sacrament of his body and blood. Today we commemorate Lars Olsen Skrefsrud, born in Lisgard, Norway in 1840. Troubled in early life, he began to read religious books in prison. He studied to become a pastor and then traveled to be a missionary among the Santals in India. He learned their language and translated the Gospels and Luther's small catechism into Santali. He taught them agriculture, carpentry, and other useful crafts. He died December 11th, 1910. Pray with me, please. Lord Jesus, feed us with your very presence as we gather at your feast. Amen. A suggested Advent action for today: find and read the words to the hymn, Behold a Host. You can find it on hymnary.org, hymnary.org.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.